Thanks for coming back to another episode of Real Talk with Bob and T. I'm Bob.
And I'm T.
How's it going, T? How you feeling today?
It is good. So, Bob.
Yes.
We have guests.
What's, I know we do. We sure do. How's it going, Toya and Sam?
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. We have some friends here that me and T have, Toya and Sam. And how can they reach you guys? If they wanted to see, do you have anything that they could see you on, maybe?
Yeah, we got a TikTok account out there, Toy and Sam.
Check it out.
What have you.
So everybody, Toy and Sam, go check them out. All right?
So, Bob?
What's up?
I think you forgot.
Ah, and we have a word from our sponsors.
This is a legal warning. You could get sued if your website is not capable of being read by Americans with disabilities. Most business owners haven't considered that nearly 25% of the American internet users have a disability. As a result of the new laws in the Americans with Disabilities Act, businesses are being sued every day for not having the tools that enable those with disabilities to access their services. In fact, over 10,000 businesses were sued in 2019 and nearly 50,000 local businesses were sued last year alone because their website was not compliant with the new ADA laws. As more and more lawyers are seeing these lawsuits as lucrative payoffs, the number of ADA compliance lawsuits are only expected to rise. These lawsuits, court orders, attorney fees, court costs, and fines are expensive consequences of ignoring such a large portion of the population and the problems they may have with your website. To head off this potentially damaging situation and add the protection you need, just call or text 216-505-7267 or email Ricardo at royallineagemkg.com. Provide your business name and website URL, and we'll provide a complete and detailed report of everything that needs to be addressed to make your website ADA compliant and insulate your business against lawsuits. Take the steps now with your free ADA website scan. Show the Americans with Disabilities that you want their business too. Make it easy for them to access your business's products and services.
Cleveland Female Empowerment Organization, a 501c3 nonprofit committed to connecting women and girls with programs and services that are focused on empowering and creating positive change in the underserved Cleveland community. Their vision is to inspire and empower women and girls to unlock their full potential and live purposeful lives. Charity is a curated line of all natural loose leaf teas designed to give back and help create positive change in the lives of women and girls in the Cleveland community. 100% of their proceeds support the mission of Cleveland Female Empowerment Organization. With Charity by Voss, every time you purchase tea, you invest in the women and girls of CLE. Charity is a tea line owned by Cleveland Female Empowerment to help raise money to support women and girls. They can be reached at clefe.org and their IG is clefe_org.
Okay.
All right.
So what's on your mind too?
So I do have some stuff on my mind. I have like a kind of like a what if. I mean, here we have a good over 30 years of marriage here on our podcast between the four of us, right?
Yeah.
So,
the knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. The question, if someone were to tell you that they're looking to get married, but they wanted to know, in your opinion, what are the five principles of, I don't want to say a successful marriage, but of a growing marriage?
A growing marriage.
Because, you know, every day you grow. True. You can't say it's successful. I mean, I just want to say it's like a growing marriage because you learn something new every day with your partner, no matter how long you've been together. And you want to keep growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, I want to be nice. I want to give this off to our guests first.
Thank you.
You know, to their opinion, what they would think they would do.
And there's no right.
Yeah, I think one of the first items is make sure you can have fun. And, you know, make sure you can have fun with the little things in life because, you know, life can get mundane and there could be challenges and things like that. But you know, make sure that you can laugh, you can have fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even prior to the pandemic, but make sure you can spend a lot of time together. Not like, you know, get like, wow, you know, can you, I don't know, we spend a lot of time together. I mean, I've been working from home since before COVID. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, we are around each other a lot and we're used to that.
Well, we have been, we worked together even before we worked for the same company.
Right.
So yeah. And a lot of people would always be surprised that we rode to work together. We ate lunch together, but I think it's important. You have to actually like the person. It's one thing to love.
Y'all like absolutely each other.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have to like the person that you're with. And then I think too, you have to have communication in a safe place. This is something that we had just been talking about, to be vulnerable and share things, whatever is on your mind, on your heart. You got to become best friends. So, and sometimes it takes time, because then when you start living together, it's a lot different. You know, I'm assuming they haven't lived together before marriage. It's a lot different than that dating phase. So you think you're best friends, then you got to really become best friends when you live together.
I'm never saying go kind of mask off, you know, no filters. I mean, it's what it is, you know.
It's totally different from dating to living together, because we didn't live together before we got married.
Right.
And Bob actually moved out maybe like a month before we had gotten married. Yeah. And it was like, so he could get the feel of like being on his own. And I think I was there, well, maybe on the weekends, maybe. Yeah. Not staying the night. But
no, but she was there all the time she could be.
So, and it's different, because like that first couple of nights of living together, I was like, man, then you got to get used to just, it's like you're knowing the person all over again.
Sure. Right.
Absolutely.
Totally different. I'm like, man, put your clothes on the floor. You leave the toilet seat out.
Yeah.
Well, that's similar experience. Toy moved out first.
I moved into the apartment first. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, since I was in the apartment first, I had set it up the way I wanted it. So him coming in and bringing his stuff in his ways, it took a minute, you know, to adjust and get used to that. But yeah, that's one of the important things, just liking each other.
Right.
Absolutely. Like you guys said, you know, you really do have to like one another. You know, I definitely think that, you know, you know, first off, somebody's saying, hey, I'm getting married. You know, first, the first thing I want to say to them is good luck. Right. You know? I mean, it's real, you know, because, you know, you want to remain positive in the whole situation, have a positive point of view, and marry someone that you like. Like, you know, like you guys said, you know, because you want to be able to laugh and joke. And then, you know, and let your walls down, you know, because you're going to be with that person. You know, I was always taught, you know, to think like, you know, marriage is forever, you know, I do this multiple times, you know, and so, you know, you just give it your all, you know, give it your 110%, because after you have given everything, it's not too much more you can give.
Right. Right.
You're going to have them good days and those bad days.
Absolutely.
All right. For me, I would say communication is big, because
real big.
Among anything, you have to have that communication. Respect. Mm-hmm. You got to respect one another, because I'm like, in a relationship, if you don't respect the other person, then, I mean, it's really no relationship, because once respect starts to go down, then it's like, why am I here? Understanding, because you have to understand how they're feeling, their ways, because sometimes, you know, you could be going through what you're going through, and I'm like, oh, he just want to be a butt today, but so, I mean, I'm guilty for that, because I'll be like, Bob be like, you know, sometimes I just want to be by myself, I just want time to think, and I'm, hey, why are you acting funny today? Yeah,
right.
But it's, you know, you just got to understand. And of course, good sex. Got to have good sex.
Right. That's important, right?
Right.
So, you know, And just know, sometimes it may not always be the best as it was the first time, but you know, as long as you're getting it in, that's all that matters.
Right.
Absolutely.
And support. You got to support one another. On just, I mean, you got to support each other, you know? Like, Bob, I support you today, baby.
Oh, thank you.
But those are my five things, I would say, because those to me are important. And then just, you know, like I said, that communication, being able to sit down and talk about anything and everything, because some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth, y'all would never believe.
Yeah.
No, Bob. No.
I always say communication rule the nation, you know, and you got to be able to talk, period, you know, and tell people how you feel, because if not, you can't be mad at them for taking it whatever way. I mean, you didn't tell them. Mm-hmm. At all.
No, right. You know,
so yeah, communication is always big.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, like I always go back to being friends, being knowing the person before you get involved in
that. Yeah. Right.
Marriage is so easy to get in, but it's so hard to get out.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, because who I was telling this to, but I was like, before you think about getting married, you need to realize that this person here cards to every your life.
Right.
So much burdens.
Right.
Because they're the ones to say, pull a plug, don't pull a plug. You know what I'm saying? They have that power, unless you got it written down somewhere else. And they're the ones who want to pull money out your 401k. You got to go to them. So it's not just, hey, we're married. It's like, hey, can I trust this person? Is this person going to have my best interest at heart? You know what I'm saying? Because,
you know, I thought of all, but the biggest thing that I did not think of that somebody told me before I got married is their credit is your credit. If they messed up, you messed up.
Right. You know? Messed up. Yeah.
Brings everybody down. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, for real? I was like, that's just no. Hey, y'all together. Together.
Everything comes along with it. And right. I think too, even with marriage, one thing I learned I was really big on when we got married was keeping things sacred between us, as far as
that's a good point.
We're going to come first. We love our family, not getting rid of our family or anything like this. But if I'm mad at him, I don't call mom and dad. You know what I mean? Like this, it's for me, it was just
right.
I saw that backfire so many times. That I need a different sounding board than family, because you know family's going to take your side, and sometimes they don't forget. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah,
that was the thing that we had learned. You know, as far as you know, when we have an argument,
right?
Mom and dad aren't the ones necessarily to go to be our sounding board, because then we're going to forgive each other and come back, and then of course
moved on from something. But yeah,
family's going to be the one, siblings as well. It's not even just mom and dad, siblings and stuff like that. Anyone who won't forget it, you know. So it was something like that, or
that's
early on.
Yeah,
keep it up. They're gonna 9 times of 10, they're gonna be on your team, and
exactly
your, probably 10 out of 10, Bob.
Right? swing the story so it's in your favor, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was big, I don't know if I was big on calling my mother or calling your brother. I'm like, you know what? I'm about to call your brother. Somebody need to talk to you. I would agree with that. Because you gotta have people to talk to. But I see what you're saying, because we're like somewhat in a similar situation like that, and it's just like I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're right. You're gonna afford the person that you're closer to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, you don't forget. And then you start playing back in your mind like, that's why. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like that. Yep. So I could see that. But even if you don't talk to friends or family, you got to have somebody to talk to.
You do. You know?
You need that third party, that mediator, just be in there and be like, hey, y'all got to cool it out. But yeah. So.
Right.
Sure. I feel that.
Because I'm sure everybody remembers being meme mugged. I remember being meme mugged.
That was before we got married.
You know.
They love you now, Bob.
See, you have to be a noun.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
A qualifier.
What's up about the concert?
Oh, my goodness. The comedy
show. This was way before we got married. We had took a break, and then we had got back together before marriage, before engagement. And we had a comedy show, and Bob had walked past, like, one of the aunties, and he was like, excuse me, I mean,
literally. And I spoke, and it was like, they were like sitting like right next to me, and I got no response.
She asked, so like, I spoke he wasn't even again,
and wow. Then I still got nothing. I looked up like, all right.
And he like, am I invisible? Like, can you not see? I mean, at that point, he was.
Yeah.
I love those aunties. Girl,
you're like, dang, is she ever? But she loves you now, you know. She loves you. But I mean, yeah, that's how my family is. It's just like, all right, we'll see. Yeah.
Right.
You're going to be right for a very long time.
Right. Yeah. That's what my family is too. And the thing is, I think the times that we have had to go to someone, I would tell him, like, this is who I'm going to talk to. Just so he's aware if that person comes around.
Right. We,
you
got the background.
You know that. I told, you know, it was out in the open, you know, if I felt we needed a mediator or something like that. But I think over the years, as we've looked at it, that we're stuck with each other. So that was kind of a theme that we had. Even we remember some marriage people, as soon as they got married, they bought funeral. What was the gravesite plot?
Yeah.
Like right after the wedding, kind of morbid. But it was their way of saying, they were making a point, which is bad, because what if one passed and then, you know, you stay alive for 30 years, you might remarry. That's the only thing I thought was weird with that.
Yeah.
But it was just saying that we are together, you know, for better or for worse, you know, whatever comes. So I would tell them that, like, make a plan to stick it out, because you don't know what life
is so unpredictable. You never figure
it
out.
It didn't turn out at all the way we planned it.
Yeah. Right. All kind of twists and turns, and you know.
Yeah, but it's been good though.
Right.
Yeah. And as long as the good outweighs the bad, you know, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah, because that that first year, because it was getting to know each other as husband and wife, and living under the same roof, and I'm setting my ways, he's setting his ways, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into? You know what I'm saying? Like,
after the honeymoon, right? Yeah, take some time.
Right. It's like,
there's some stuff he had to learn because he wasn't doing it right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why. So we had to like learn behavior, right?
Yeah. But I mean, it's true, because I remember my uncle telling us, he was like, you always, he was like the silent rules of the house. You know, it's like they're not talked about, but you know that these are like the do's and the don'ts. Coming in like 3-4 o'clock in the morning. He was like, you know, that's a don't when you're married. And that should be, that doesn't even have to be talked about.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But you know, when we got married, I was young, and you were kind of old. I was young. So, you know, it was more like it was from dating to marriage, you know what I'm saying? So I'm still kind of thinking like, okay, let me call him. He's not here. Let me page him. Why aren't you calling me back? So
that was the biggest thing for me, especially in the beginning, making this transition, is always wanting to know where I am. Mm-hmm. Was just being questioned constantly, you know, and hey, it ain't got to be like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm all right. You know, I'm not really staying out super duper late and all that. I remember having to cut a friend off because he wanted my life to go on like
before
before marriage, you know. And I said, hey, I can't do that. He kept pressing it. So I'm like, look, if anybody's gonna mess up this marriage, it's gonna be me. It's not gonna be somebody else who, you know,
third party. Yeah,
you know. So I had to cut him loose, you know. But those are things that you have to do.
Yeah.
To see some positive go on in your marriage,
yeah,
you know, in your life, you know.
I say yeah, because that's a huge commitment. Because, like I said, it was like a growing phase for me to be like, okay, I remember my aunt, why is you calling him so much? I'm like, wait a minute, he's not here. Right. Now I'm like, okay, if he leave the house, leave the house. He coming back, I guess.
Right. It really came to a point where I was like, where it was, you know, I had gotten to work. I used to get on work before her. Mm-hmm. And it only takes you such and such amount of time to get home. And mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That ain't gonna work.
Yep. First year, man. I'm telling you, that first year was, woo, it was rough.
First 3 years. I remember coming home. I was used to my dad being up waiting for me to get home all the time. I'm the only girl. So mm-hmm. I was used to that. And I remember once, I don't know where I was coming from, but it was a horrible thunderstorm. I'm thinking, Sam's gonna be so worried about me. And I'm coming home to the apartment. I come in, he's dead asleep.
Yeah,
I was mad that he wasn't up, worried that I was out in the thunderstorm. And this is the childishness I think that you have to get over in marriage and learn. Right. I mean, actually, now he does that. Like, he's always up and opens the gate for me when I come home. But it was just one of those things. I came in and like, what, you're sleeping? Your wife wasn't home. It's dark and storming. But it's like, I think some of those childish notions that we have of what marriage should be or what he should be responsible for and what I should be doing. We had to get past that within those first 3 years.
Yeah.
And realize that.
Understand those expectations and things like that, you know.
Yeah, it's not necessarily realistic, you know.
You know, it was different in my house. When you left the house, you know, my parents, I'm not saying I was a latchkey kid, but they, you know, they would be just dead asleep whenever I'd come in, you know, stuff like that. So that's how it was. We just kind of came and went, you know. I didn't realize it until she mentioned it, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had talked about that, how like it was so odd for me, because even to this day, if we go out of town, it's like, where you going in the group text. We need to know mm-hmm. when you get there, what hotel you're staying at, all that information. For him, we could go out of town and
we there and came back.
I'm the same way. She would know that. Still, your parents are gonna tell. Like, oh, I didn't think to tell them. You know,
right?
That's just how I didn't grow up. It's just different, you know.
Weird to me, and I think the time that he did call his mom when we first got married, she was like, "Is everything okay?"
Right. No, right. Yeah. Yeah. No news is good news, you know. So yeah.
No news is good news.
Man, like I say, my mother would be like, okay, well, before when she did go out of town before the pandemic, it's like, hey, you know, I'm going here, this is where I'm gonna be, blah blah blah. How come you guys didn't call?
They funny. Yeah,
mine's the same way. And then I had to let up. So I'm like, did you talk to your parents? When's the last time you talked to your parents? 2 weeks ago. How did you not talk to them?
Yeah, we just, that's how we roll. We figure everything is cool unless you hear otherwise. And, you know, that's how we, you know, there's no hard feelings. It's nothing like that. It's just how we roll, you know.
And that's into your spouse's lifestyle. Because Bob is the same way. Like, he can go like a week or so without talking to his brothers. And I'm like, do y'all text to be like, hey, good morning?
Yeah, that's what she's
saying. How you doing? Like, even with friends, if I don't hear from y'all for like a week, excuse me, what's going on? Are you all right?
We do that too. Like,
like, been kind of quiet.
Right. Say something. Yeah. But
like, you know, I think that might be women, the way women do things, you know, especially friends, because you know, women, you talk often, more mm-hmm. often. If you see two friends that are men, like, on the phone all the time,
that's a little questionable.
Making sure you got home safe.
Yeah, right.
We can catch up.
Man. That's weird. I don't know. I still, to this day, don't get it, but hey, if it works for you, like I said, if we not having a weekly check-in, doggone it, we better have an every other week check-in.
Now, the thing that I have changed to, you know, I only have a couple brothers, you know, and my sister, and, you know, they're all out of town except for the one. Now, you know, I'll talk to them much more often. Yeah. You know, the one brother, I'll talk to him weekly, you know, just because we laugh, joke, whatever.
And that's
because
he called you.
He's talking. Yeah. I call him too. You know, now my son, I will call him. I will text him at least once a week, you know, to see what's going on with him. You know, my girls are right here, you know. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. That's just how it is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, you don't get
them. Yeah, I think some, like I say, maybe somehow man related or something like that, potentially, because
it might be.
But she'll know it won't be no hard feelings, nothing like that. It's just, you know, yeah.
It won't. Yeah, me and my family, we're all in the group text. It can be exciting sometimes, yeah. Or being a part of that group text, but it's just our way of keeping in touch and making sure that everybody's good, you know, especially the older we get.
Right.
But
right. Group text with the family and he doesn't even respond. I mean, they're going
they know I'm here.
I'm like, at least say hello. So they put you in it for a reason. But anyways, yeah, so that you know, like I said, it's growth when it comes to marriage, and
it is just constant, yeah.
Every day, it's an everyday growth because we get older. I mean, and we change. I mean, there's different stages in like our life. The beginning stage when we, like you said, how we were, I don't want to say immature when we first got married, but just not knowing a lot of things. And then you go into that stage when you become a mom or a dad, things change.
Right.
Parents older, things change because then you start seeing, you know, life, you know, unfortunately.
Sure. Yeah.
So, your spouse goes through so many different things with you. Matter of fact, we were talking the other day. Mm. I was like, throughout this marriage, I think I've had like a ton of procedures, maybe like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to have another one that he's seen me go through with him. It's only been like one, but I'm like, these are fortunately with age, you know, you're getting older. I'm like, he's seen me go through these different changes. Mm-hmm. You know, you're seeing your wife. Yeah. You know, I don't want to say age, but you're seeing your wife like a fine bottle of wine getting better.
Preach, girl.
She's here, preach.
Right. So, you know, it's like, and I think it's more, it's difficult for me to see the changes that I go through.
Right.
Yeah.
But support of spouse,
yeah,
you know, kind of helps along the way.
Absolutely. I'm more embracing of my age, and somebody wants it to stand in time, just stand still. But, you know, yeah, you know, that's what we are there for each other for, mm-hmm. I believe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and the beauty of it. And I just love being married. I think I would tell them that too. I was like, I have loved every bit of being married. We've been married since we were 22 and 23.
Right.
And I mean, goodness, almost 20 years now. So
yeah,
I don't know. He's such a big part of my life. I couldn't imagine life without him. So pretty, I think
we'll be together more than we were
before single. Yeah. Right.
Single pretty soon here.
Yeah. Right. And I love looking to older people. I think we saw that couple, the guy just passed away, but they were like 103, married for like 70 or 80 years, yeah, or something, yeah, like that. And I love looking to them. I think I did. If not, I will. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of the name of the guy now. It was an older black couple, and it was amazing listening to them talk about what works.
Yeah,
you mm-hmm. know, with communication, because I always pray that we get there. Like, that's a big thing, you know. Growing old together is what I want to do.
You see all those phases before kids, you know, while kids were in the home, and then, you know, different phases.
Hopefully, when they leave,
that's that black love. You know what I'm saying? You know, growing up. Maybe a lot of people didn't see it, or you saw it and it was like a toxic love. But when you get that true black love, I mean, it is beautiful. I mean, like I said, every day is not peachy. You know what I'm saying? Because it'd be days I'm getting on my last nerve. But, you know what I'm saying? That's my baby. You know?
So yeah, absolutely. So, you know, to the person that is talking about getting married, you know, good luck. And take things that we have said, and hopefully they work for you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you live a long, positive life with your spouse, and things work out, mm-hmm. you know.
Have fun, communication, and good sex.
Yeah, yeah, that should be number one, Tanya. I forgot.
Yeah. But you know, I was trying to.
and anybody, if you have any more to give to us as far as suggestions, please please email us at realtalkwithbobmatee@gmail.com. We love to hear it. You know, for this young person that is starting this journey.
Beautiful journey. It's a beautiful journey.
With the right wonderful life. Yeah.
And also, thank you to Toya and Sam for being here. We really appreciate that.
Thank you. We enjoyed ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you. And on that Gmail, that is TEE. And can they reach us on Instagram?
Yes. And you can reach us on just about any social media platform. And you can also reach us on Instagram at @real_talkbt. And like I always say, everybody, live, love, laugh, and pray.
And if you are looking to get married, just make sure that you have the qualities that you want in your spouse. And communication, respect, love, you know, have it all. Enjoy, y'all.